This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Hello, thank you for calling Geekswad Customer Care. This is Agent Travis. How can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Travis? My name is Tyrone Collin from XPO. I have an FMS number for you.
Yeah, what's that?
All right, it is 752-91345. Last name, Perez.
Okay, let me see here. Yeah, and what is the address?
The address is 1323 Caswell Street.
Perfect. Okay.
All right, so you have it pulled up?
Yeah, I got it here. All right, I'm looking at it.
So on this order that I have, because I know you possibly could see something different because I spoke with someone before, but I had to call back and get information from the tech. Okay, so as of right now, it just shows an uninstalled gas appliance. That's what the service say on here. That's the only thing it shows on my end with this FMS that I have. Okay, so the tech called and advised me that it was delivery only of a washer and dryer and a steam kit because the other two kits that's supposed to come with the washer and dryer for to get it installed, the customer said they only played for delivery only. That's why the kits didn't come besides the steam kit came. All right, so I advised the other rep, Maria, of this, and she was asking me, did he pick up the other items? I don't see where it shows a hallway, and he told me from his system that he had, it didn't show anything regarding the hallway because nothing was at the house when, you know, they got there. He's the only thing, you know, it was there for them to deliver the items. Because he said it didn't show anything from his end of a hallway. So I'm not for sure what that part came from because I can't see it in my system.
Yeah, because what I'm seeing is I have a return pickup for a gas dryer and washer.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a delivery for a gas dryer and washer with the steam kit. And then I just see an appliance uninstalled. So my gas is just based off of this, is that the other units were installed, they used it as a loaner, and then they just added the uninstall SKU to give the driver some additional time to uninstall it for the hallway process. So that's just kind of what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. Because I reached back out and I asked him, I said, did y'all pick up any items? Because I told him basically what you just told me and Miss Maria told me. And he was like, well, we don't see none of that thing. We were just there to, basically, we thought we was installing, but it ended up being a delivery only.
Okay, so they don't have the other units?
Right.
Okay.
And he said they already went to the next house.
Right. Okay, so it was a drop-off only. And my guess is the original order was probably just a refusal.
You said
so
what?
My guess is the original order was probably a refusal, mm-hmm. and they just never actually installed it or, like, fully unloaded it from the truck, is my guess. Okay, let me just see here. Yeah, I just don't have any photos or anything like that to prove anything, which is makes this more complicated.
You don't see any photos on your end? I see two photos. Let's see if it'll download on my screen. Oh, it won't let me see it. Okay, it just shows the area. It just shows the area being clear. It doesn't show anything else.
Okay. Yeah, because I could see that either one of two things happened on the original order. You know, the original order driver shows up, and they didn't like the color. It wasn't going to fit. For some reason, that was not what they wanted. And then they just refused it. And then in our system, we just do a return exchange, which shows the old system and change it up for a different unit, or it was damaged and they refused it, right? And we exchanged it out, and then now they came out, and then it just became a drop off only. So that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Because yeah, if I look at, there's an order that goes back to the 20th and even the 8th here. Let me see these. Yeah, because I see that there was a... order on the 8th of this month of the units here. So, but it doesn't show that it was actually delivered. So, yeah. I'm seeing that, I just wish that they had a picture of a drop-off, because I don't have any of that to validate, that the customer of the unit, so I can escalate this up, and I can follow up with our client on this, and say, hey, do you have two of these units now, or do you have, just one set, you know, and kind of figure out what's going on the client side.
Okay.
So... but yeah, that's kind of what I'm seeing here. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm thinking most likely the client's up because they recently just left their house.
Okay.
You could try to give them a call real fast while I'm still on the line.
Yeah, let me go ahead and try to do that real quick. Okay. Just hang tight.
No problem.
you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I tried calling and it rang a couple of times and then they sent me to voicemail. I left them a voicemail. So I did leave them a voicemail. Hopefully they actually call us, but I'm just gonna escalate this up to have my back office team follow up with it because we need to just know where the inventory's at on it.
Right.
So let's see here. Yeah, it makes it very difficult for us to validate anything because I'm not gonna say that everything looks good here
Right.
because I need to know where the inventory's at. If I had photos to prove, stuff that was related to the case, but I don't have that on my end. So I can't, I'm not going to, I can give you a confirmation number or like a breeze case or like a case number. But in my notes, I'm going to notate that you basically had called and we tried to get a hold of the client just to verify where, who has what inventory.
That's understandable.
Because, yeah, and we'll just kind of go from there.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready for that.
All right, it's going to be 279-281-897.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for assisting me here. And he's still on my back line, so I'll advise him to let him know what's going on, okay?
Thank you.
All
All
right,
right.
no problem.
All right, bye.